The Imagine Hasta Epilogue by Iris Bluefig. 1. Imagine Hasta meeting Iris Bluefig, present day. 6 years on, Ligger is sure the human he's looking at is the same one he saw that one time in the subway car. He has an excellent memory for faces. Different part of America now, hotter and drier. It explained the faded copper hair. The human isn't writing like the first time. Watching everything, Ligger and Hasta included. There's a phone in the human's grasp, though, and the image on the screen is a red and white page with lots of text.
"It's finished,"
says the human, blue eyes sharp as ever.
"Why are you here?"
"Reckon I got it wrong the first time,"
Ligger replies.
"I thought you was a girl."
The human shrugs.
"Everyone had been telling me that for years, so I thought I was too. It's not like I blame you."
Hasta, who'd been looking at the screen, sniffs like there's something in his eye.
"For being what we are,"
he sneers, looming close enough to touch.
"You're no better than Crowley's angel, eh?"
The human's eyes soften as they reach, but it's not Hasta's hand they catch.
"No,"
they say, fingers cool against Ligger's palm.
"I loved them first, but I loved you too. I did the best I could."
Ligger sniffs, deciding there's no shame in it since Hasta is in the same boat. Nodding, he grasps the human's hand, shaking it for the first and last time. Two. Imagine Hasta so thoroughly drunk he forgets he can just sober up. The humans considering Hasta, bottle poised at their lips. They drink a third, fourth, fifth time, and then offer what's left. Glinting liquid, ruddy as dried blood, enticing. Ironic, given human brewing and distilling had been divine initiatives.
"It's that whiskery stuff,"
Ligger explains in a whisper.
"Like fancy gents drink."
The human winces, eyes squeezed shut in silent laughter.
"Close enough."
Hasta gulps what's left in the bottle. It burns the whole way down, flame from throat to gut. He wheezes. Taking back the bottle with those quick, cool fingers, the human just looks at him.
"You can say you hate it. Just because single malt's my thing doesn't mean it's yours."
The room's spinning. This sand-swept place is hell in ways hell will never be. And this human's thriving.
"All right, it might,"
Hasta slurs, shamefully grateful Ligger's there to catch him.
"Is it all right?"
You have been listening to the Podrama of Crown of Thorns, The Walls, The Wainscot and The Mouse Verse, written by Iris Bluefig and produced by Literarian. Podfix was our narrator, the father, Eve and Burbage, and also an editor.
Compass Rose was a director, artist, social media team member, head of graphic design, and the voice of Crowley.
Literarian was the producer, a director, an editor, and the voice of Aziraphale.
Teferia was an artist and the voice of Adam Young.
Babblefish was the voice of Anathema Device and Tom the Cat.
Nemain of the Water was the voice of Madam Tracy. Arcafira was the voice of Ligger and the Doctor. Tartan Sea was the voice of Dagon and the Steward. Nash No Last Name was the voice of Hasta and Gemma Tomlin.
Dub was an editor, better listener, and the voice of Newton Pulsifer, Lysenia and Gavin.
Bina Linnies was an organiser and the voice of Sergeant Shadwell and Leonardo da Vinci.
Lena Lollipop was an editor, organizer, head of social media, host of the Cast and Crew Q&As, and the voice of Mary Hodges and Rashid Bhatia.
Kerr Avon was the voice of Philippa Morrison and the auctioneer.
Unholy Crowley was the head editor, organizer, social media team member, and the voice of Amanda Tomlin.
Gorilla's Gal 86 was the voice of Sophia DeVice Young.
Not Bread Pudding was an editor, organizer, social media team member, and the voice of Natalie DeVice Pulsifer. Cynthia Chang was the voice of Janet DeVice Pulsifer and the Gentleman.
Finzi was the voice of Raphael.
Kendra Izzy Murray was the voice of Uriel.
Jesse James was the voice of Robert Garman. Lady Lear was a director, graphic designer, and the voice of Ivan Sagara and Jamie Hernes. Origin Blue was the voice of Rani Bhatia and John DeVice. Hatsa Aka was an artist, organizer, and the voice of Tanith and the Apprentice. Spinner of Yarns was the voice of Pepper and the estate agent. Closet Cellist was an organizer and the voice of Brian and Michael. Halle was the voice of Wensleydale and George Cranby.
Q Wanderer was an artist, graphic designer, organizer, social media team member, and the voice of Asmodai, Mr. Young, Harold Morrison, Mr. Andrews, Receptionist Number 3, and Mary Anning.
Miss Echidna was an organizer and the voice of Agnes Nutter, the medic, and Danny. Starcatcher Betty was the voice of Death and Gabriel. AJ Fanfic was an artist, graphic designer, organizer, social media team member, head of Zine Production, and the voice of Receptionist Number 1, the driver, and William Shakespeare. Stardust Podfix was the voice of the student and William the Silversmith. Keeper of Seeds was the voice of Receptionist Number 2 and Gurrod the Silversmith. Cat of Apocalypse was an artist, graphic designer, beta listener, and the voice of Shopkeeper Number 1, Shopkeeper Number 3, and Arthur.
Etchima was an artist and the voice of Shopkeeper Number 2, the waiter, and Rosemary.
Chanaku was an artist and the voice of Constance Plashkin. Tezka was an artist, organizer, and the voice of Amos, the policewoman, the hairdresser, and Anat. O'Reilly 42 was an editor, organizer, and beta listener. Snack Lady was an organizer. Sobakasu was an organizer. Judy was a director. Lewin was an organizer and social media team member. Dearest Angel was an artist. Firefly was an artist and organizer. Grin was an artist, beta listener, and graphic designer. Jeebs was an artist. Kenk was an artist. Kakushimiko was an artist. Mad Cheshire Fox was an artist. Majink was an artist. Uida was an artist. Pandy was an artist and organizer. Petimetrek was an artist. Shay C was an artist and created the Crown of Thorns logo. Squidsticks was an artist. Suvrock was an artist. Teotriel was an artist. Beta Art Zero, stroke Good Omens War, was an artist. Z Tomato was an artist. The music for The Crown of Thorns was written and recorded by Nuitari. Crown of Thorns was written by Iris Bluefic, who was a director and appears as the voice of themselves and Ruth.
When they're all gone, when it's just the two of us, when all is said and done, will I still be enough? There'll be no more birds in the shed, there'll be no more apples in the garden, there'll be no praise left unsaid. Yet two angels will remain. when they're all gone, when it's just the two of us. When all is said and done, will I still be enough? They'll collect memories from the past, as one gathers treasures in their heart. Laughters and shells, nails and rings, all the tears and dances. When they're all gone, when it's just the two of us, when all is said and done, will I still be enough? I will hold you close, my love. I will whisper words of praise and remind you of their voices, of their love and mine always.
When they're all gone, when it's just the two of us, when all is said and done, will I still be enough?
Will I still be enough?